Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined, as always, in studio by my good friends, my partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin, whose parka is rubbing against his microphone. And we keep hearing it. That's okay, baby. Is it a little?
She's ensconced in fur.
I can assure you my parka is nowhere near. Should be. It's nowhere near my mic, boys, so I don't know what you're hearing.
The only one of us who's an audio expert with a dedicated studio for this having audio issues this morning.
Pretty much. But
it's possible that it's just like layers upon layers of fur rubbing against themselves as he as he luxuriates.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I feel like I'm sitting here like a statue. I don't know what you guys are hearing.
Not sneaking up on anybody in those parkas, baby. But Piper, we have two sponsors this morning. We are rich with sponsors. So why don't you tell us about them?
Yeah, our first sponsor is our longtime friends at Dwell Bible App. So it's an audio Bible app. If you go to dwellapp.io/happyrant, you can see the discount specials they have laid out. Basically, Dwell is a full-featured audio Bible. So multiple Bible versions, multiple narrators, musical backgrounds. They have listening plans. They have various collections. So I was listening to just the Psalms of David the other day, just kind of back to back to back. And great way to kind of feed some encouragement into the day. And then just all these various features to help you memorize or reflect or study or whatever it is. So it's very worth checking out. Again, the link is dwellapp.io/happyrant. They're offering a 10% discount off of their annual subscription and then a 33% discount off of their lifetime subscription. So it's just under $100 for lifetime access. So every time they add additional features, additional readers, additional whatever, you'll have access to it. You don't have to re-up every year. It's well worth it. We'd encourage you to do that. So check out dwellapp.io/happyrant. Go jump on that today. It's a great app. Our second sponsor is the Christian Standard Bible. They're with us for about a month. So we've done a couple episodes with theirs and we've featured a couple different Bibles. We've talked about the Spurgeon Study Bible. And we've talked about their Bible notebooks, which is text on one page and lined paper on the other, great for studying Bible studies, notebooks. Today we want to feature what they call their verse-by-verse edition, which if you're not familiar, you'd think all Bibles are verse-by-verse because it just goes, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But it's the way that it's laid out so that each verse is on its own line, which especially if you're preaching or teaching is really helpful as you walk through a text. And those are on sale for the month of February, and you don't even need a discount code. You can just go to lifeway.com, search CSB, verse-by-verse edition, and they're on sale right now. And I think it's 40% off, so you can check those out. In the previous couple episodes, we have shared some discount codes. Those are good for the entire month of February, so you can go check those out. One of them is on any CSB edition. One of them is on the CSB commentaries or the notebooks. So whatever you're interested in, grab those codes. They're also in the show notes. Go to lifeway.com. Check those out. The CSB is a Bible I use pretty regularly in my reading rotation, and I really enjoy reading it. It's a really accessible, clear version. Would encourage any listener to check it out.
Solid pipe. Dude, my lady just bought a brand new CSB Bible because of the show. So yeah, shout out Lifeway. Do your ladies listen to the show? Your wives?
Mine does.
Nice. Baby, yeah, does Big M listen?
She mainly listens to make sure I don't say anything that's going to get her in trouble.
There you go.
But I think she finds it entertaining.
A little accountability. That's good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Big M is she'll pipe into it if somebody else told her that it was a funny episode.
Oh, okay.
She needs third party verification.
Yeah, that's good loyalty by her.
Nice. Absolutely, because yeah. I don't mention any of the episodes ever to her, and so she'll be like, "Oh yeah,
yeah, dude, you don't acknowledge to the world that you do this." So she might not even be aware that you're doing a podcast.
I mean,
well, actually, I mean, she knows about your one with Jared, I'm sure. But
well, I mean, T, I don't know if you know this, baby, but I actually click like on the posts that that Pipe puts out there, so I
Well, baby, that's
kind of I kind of am doing that. I kind of am.
Well, that's huge. You know? That's good marketing. I feel like our agent should know about that.
I really appreciate that my fellow co-host likes the thing that we do, but doesn't share it.
Yeah,
that's the level of investment you're trying to level at me right now
is literally insane. Given the guy that I just talked to this about 1.6 seconds ago.
You know, there's such a thing as a lost cause, Ronnie, and I think we all know that Ted is a social media lost cause.
Well, then say that before you come and jump on.
Well, dude, everybody knows I'm a lost cause, man.
I mean, the dude that's on
only
social
as it pertains
and liking,
to social media
and liking rant tweets. I mean, I got the guy that's not on social telling me I'm not supporting the
dude. Just liking those tweets, man. That's a big commitment. You know what that's like, Pipe? It's like it's like if Big R took like the happy rant to a party, like as a date. And just talk to somebody for 20 minutes, but like didn't introduce us. You know what I mean? And we're standing there like awkwardly, you know,
like walk through the door and just sort of like left us by the door and
exactly.
Went to go talk with friends.
Like, yo, when's the introduction going to come? Is it going to happen? You know, he's talking about Jared for 20 minutes.
How much of that, Ronnie, is because it's we are less safe than your other podcasts? Like that one you can share because you're like, this is pastor stuff. Like that's safe stuff. Whereas what we do. There's a little bit of like, we might offend somebody by accident or on purpose.
I've literally never thought of it like that. I think it's just because, honestly, Pipe, you do such a good job promoing and your reach goes so much further than mine. I just feel like, man, you're kind of doing the job and I'm real happy about that. So,
well, I appreciate that. And that also helps me know that you don't think Jared does a great job with your other podcast because you do share that one. So he clearly needs your help. So,
well, I mean, I'm
grateful that you're such a good friend.
Again, you're twisting this and it's making me want to quit the pod right now. But, we kind of sold our souls out to corporate sponsorship with the other pod. I have obligations there that I don't have here, you know.
Oh,
I see.
Dude, what kind of corporate sponsors are you pulling for the other pod? You got like Monsanto or like Nike or what are we looking
at? No, I don't mean sponsors on the pod. I mean just, you know, we have, you know.
Oh, the fact that you're with.
It's Christianity Today. Yeah, so it's like, hey, you got to do this and you got to do that. And yeah, so, you know, I'm not a free man anymore, boys.
You're working for the man over there. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of commitments. Yeah, a lot of commitments. A lot on your plate. Boys, we got a lot on our plate to talk about this morning in that we are going volume two of listener questions. The outpouring, the avalanche of listener questions was so significant last week that we need another week of these. And I'm going to dial it up here, boys, with an easy one, okay? But a fun one. Here's the question. Saw a post of all of Barnabas's books and had the question for you guys. Which of your book covers is your favorite look and design? Which of your book covers is your favorite look and design? And in the screenshot, I don't have this guy's name, but he's a handsome guy, clean cut guy.
Let me look it up because he deserves credit because he's also a long time listener.
Solid.
You guys discuss.
Book covers. What's your favorite look and design of all your covers?
Of my covers?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, I only have four to choose from. Gosh, I don't know. I have to go back to the Advent book has the most, you know, artistic, you know, kind of merit to it out of all of them, you know, because it was so designed and crafted. So that would be the one for me. But I don't know, you know.
Nice, baby. You know, after we got off the air last week, we were talking about that family idolatry book that I wrote that everyone just literally hated. But I remembered what the original title for that thing was going to be, and it was sick.
Believers don't believe.
No, that's on the other. That's the other one on the Mount Rushmore of great titles that we've never gotten to use. But no, the title I wanted to run with that book was Focus Off the Family.
Oh, dude, that is so epic.
Sick.
That's amazing.
That is so sick.
That's so good. It's amazing.
Obviously, they weren't going to go with that. There was literally no chance on planet Earth that was going to make it, but it's awesome.
Here's the deal, boys. Here's the deal. I actually think I'm pretty decent at like marketing and idea having. Like, I think if we had run with that title, it would have been so hated that it would have gotten a bunch of like hate press, and we actually would have sold more copies. You know what I mean? But they went with this this safe title that like kind of nobody cared about one way or the other. People still hated the book, of course. And
baby, why do you say they hated the book? Did they just not really? Were they?
Well, dude,
was it one of those books where they just weren't? It didn't go wide enough. Nobody was aware of it.
No, because they hated it because I was crapping on what everybody was doing, which was idolizing their families. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, it's a tough topic for sure.
It's a tough topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But man, that title, what a bump.
Oh.
You could still do that in the future, man. Get that thing. Get somebody, dude, like what Pipe did, get somebody to re-release that thing and then swap the title out.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to get the rights to that thing back and swap the title, do a new cover.
Can you imagine how epic that would be?
It would be epic, babe.
I mean, let me ask, Pipe, you might know more about this than me. I have no idea. Is Focus on the Family still like a major player?
I think so. So it's one of those things where when you kind of move out of that circle of Christianity, they seem to kind of fall into obscurity. But I think they still have big sway in sort of the traditional conservative, especially the baby boomer circles. Yeah. And then they still put out, I mean, they still do like podcasts and radio. I think they've shifted a little bit from like where Dobson was with his, you know, he was kind of super conservative, and I think they've gone more standard, but they're still a big deal.
It's actually just a Twitter account in India now. they've outsourced.
There was all sorts of controversy around them, as there was with other conservative things, like in 2016, where younger employees spoke up politically against the Trump administration, and then there was controversy about how that was handled within the company, et cetera. That's where they're at. They're I don't know if pandering is the right word, but catering to the very conservative evangelical crowd, both politically and theologically.
Dude, speaking of catering, you know who I'm catering to right now? Little Debs, man. Little Debbie. Shout out Little Debbie if you're out there. We still want to make happy cakes.
Indeed.
The phones haven't been ringing, boys. So I don't know. I don't know where we're at with Little Debbie. But
well, if it makes you feel any better, that episode has yet to release at the time of this recording.
Okay.
So it'll drop tomorrow. So then if you haven't gotten phone calls by the end of the day tomorrow, then I think
tomorrow
we should start pounding the table.
All right, the boys from Resonate just rushing that thing into production as usual, flipping it quickly. All right, favorite book cover, Pipe.
Man, I'm still just hung up on how awesome Focus Off the Family is as a title, and I'm really mad that didn't come into existence.
Let's not give up hope with that, boys. There's Pipe. Yeah. I mean, the fact that you got all your rights back and you got those things, like T, you can do that's possible, man.
I think it is possible, and it gives me hope that Pipe's done it. Which, by the way, shout out Pipe. That's a money idea to get those rights back and do it the right way. I didn't give my favorite cover. My favorite cover is Hello, I Love You, Adventures in Adoptive Fatherhood, was the title that they allowed us to go with. And they designed the cover to look like a luggage tag. Like when you're traveling internationally and you get that tag on your luggage, they made it look like that, which I thought was kind of dope.
We've talked about that book, Ted. The sole weakness of that book was that you guys published it before adoption was everybody's favorite thing.
I know, man.
And so it if it had been like two to three years later, I think that book would have been, because that came out, and then like a year later, Russell Moore's Adopted for Life came out.
Yeah.
And that book took off.
Freaking
and so,
Russ, dude. Got all that money that should have gone to the boy. Doggone it.
So that's another one that should be reintroduced to the world because I think it's a great book.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
My favorite book cover of mine is, man, that's a tough one. I think it's The Curious Christian, which was the book of mine that generated the least interest and kind of just nobody cared.
Yeah.
But I was interested in it. I think it was the one that I kind of leaned on the publisher the most to get it to where I wanted it to kind of evoke the right things. Mm-hmm. And I think the designer did a really good job. Kind of landing on something there was a lot of like people staring off into the distance on the initial cover ideas.
Oh yeah.
And it ended up with something that was a lot more sort of artful and evocative and kind of neutral in terms of who it was aimed at. You know, it wasn't like a very clear, this is a book for men or for women or for academics or whatever. So I thought they did a really good job with that. Now I just like it if people bought the book.
Dude, no, I'm not going to lie. I'm one for one in staring off into the distance covers because that's what we had going on Why We're Not Emergent. I mean, that thing was seizure-inducing, and it's horrible, the cover, but it's got two dudes who are not me and KDY, but they were supposed to kind of look like me and KDY, just staring off into the distance like champs. And that thing flew off the shelves. So I don't know, man. Maybe you should have stuck with that.
Yeah, there, I mean, there's a place for like middle distance staring. I just didn't want it on mine. I also am just generally anti-people on my books.
Yeah.
Age well, literally, figuratively, design-wise.
I love the trend now to like to do that would really pop because everybody's trying to be super minimal and, you know, never put a picture. It's like, so like back in the 90s when I was doing records, I remember everybody like, oh, it was the worst thing in the world. Never put your, you know, who are you? Brian Adams, you know, if you put your picture on the cover.
Brian Adams.
But like, so we decided to like reverse the trend. I was like, dude, well, that's what's going to pop. Let's just feature ourselves on the cover. And so on our third album, which happened to be our biggest selling album, we just put ourselves on the cover and it was like, what? And it really did. It really popped out. So obviously I'm describing what our book cover needs to be, boys.
Yeah, I was just going to say, baby, we should do a Brian Adams style cover for this Happy Rant book. Like feathered hair, the whole deal.
And the title should be like not going to date well. We'll just call the book that.
Dude, what's the biggest Brian Adams hit of all time? We should just title the book that.
Summer 69.
There you go.
Yeah.
Summer of 69, : a Happy Rant essay collection. And the three of us in like feathered
literally
hair.
Just having nothing to do with anything.
Turtlenecks. Yeah, nothing to do with anything.
Ted, are you the one who wrote the book that had the subtitle of being a fanifesto?
Yeah, dude, that was not my title either.
Sports, is that it?
Yeah. I had a much better title teed up for that one too. What was it? Son of a gun, man. I can't remember.
I didn't mean to bring that up as an insult as much as I think it would be fun to work in like the worst of our book titles and book ideas into the Happy Rant book somehow.
Well, dude, yeah.
Fanifesto is one of my favorite. Like, I don't know. That's so bad.
Oh, it's
good.
It's gosh awful, dude. It's terrible. But that was back when. So that would have been like early, mid 2000s, back when everybody was using the word manifesto. I'm literally ashamed of that. But it's the book is decent, dude. It's not a bad book. It's just got a terrible title. So
yeah, as is often the case with Christian books by not A-list authors.
Exactly. Hey, we know who we are. We're embracing it. It's fine. All right, boys, let's move to a second question. This is from my boy MDB, longtime listener. He has this. At Happy Rant Pod, throwback idea, match the Christian celeb to the product that they hawk. And he had retweeted something, some person saying, I can't believe Rachel Hollis never did a Neutrogena commercial. So we're going to match the Christian celeb to the product that they're trying to sell. I think this is a fun one. Shout out MDB, longtime listener, good dude. Okay. Let's throw out some celeb names, boys. Let's start there. You guys know more celebs than I do, so let's throw them out. We'll.
So we're just full Christian celebs.
Christian celebs, yeah, Christian celebs.
All right, so like let's start with Kirk Cameron.
Oh, Kirk Cameron, solid dude. Yeah, That's a big celeb. That's a big timer.
Yeah, and you know he kind of sits outside the Reformed camp, but he's had lots of influence via end times fiction acting, acting in scare quotes.
Yeah.
What's his product?
Huh. He's a little bit of an older guy now, but
he's one of those older guys who looks. He's got a little bit of the Tom Cruise thing going on, like the perpetual
super boyish. Yeah, super boyish. I feel like he should pivot into being one of these leadership guys. I feel like those slime balls are always kind of like oddly boyish looking. You know what I mean?
Dude, I think he would have a major career doing that. I mean, I feel
like he would too, dude.
Yeah, I feel like that.
If you could,
what version? Like just straight up inspirational or?
Yeah, he's inspirational. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, no, we gotta get him to do the like Donnie Miller pivot where he's up on a stage like pointing at a flip chart.
Is he that guy though? I don't know that he's brainy like that though. I feel like he is like Pipe said. I think he's more like, you know, you just have to take control of your life again. You know,
like a take control of your life guy.
Right.
He has strong like Tony Robbins light vibes.
Ooh, I dig that. Yeah. Whereas Donnie kind of went like, I'm the
Donnie's
Christian
like
Malcolm.
Brano. Yeah, he's all Brano.
He's like Gladwell. Yeah, Christian Gladwell. Well, you know.
And that's the thing is like the difference between Don Miller and everybody else in this is that he has found genuine business success with like Fortune 500 companies helping them rebrand. Yeah. And others are just like fleecing others for what they call free PDFs or whatever. And I kind of feel like Cameron would be more on the like, sign up for my webinar and you'll get $800 worth of junk.
Yeah, yeah. I like that for him though.
Dude,
yeah,
I might okay. even go like, dude, if I knew that Kirk, if I knew that KC was in the area, man, I might even go to something like that just for kicks.
Oh, dude, I'd go. Yeah, we could go. We could go. It'd be fun. And you know what would happen, baby? We would go intending to kind of make fun of it, but I bet we would low-key like it.
You We'd like I mean? Walk away going, actually, T, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah, we walk away going, son of a gun, baby.
Like, he really is good at this.
Yeah, yeah, he's not too shab at this.
He really is a great actor.
He really is, yeah. Dude, we're coming home dialing up some, like, Facts of Life episodes. Wait, was that his show?
No, his was a... oh, dude. Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Yeah. Same era. Different
Facts of Life. I mean, literally, like, I almost didn't blink when you said that.
Dude, Facts of Life was sick, though. That was a good
show.
Because what's
the difference, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. With, like, Tootie and Blair, that was Facts of Life. Yeah. All right. Hit us with another celeb pipe.
All right. Tim Keller.
Timmy K. What kind of product are we hawking?
I have a strong inclination on this one.
Oh, throw it.
So here's my rationale behind this. So Tim Keller for the longest time was like the well-reasoned, apologetics, staid, solid guy. But after retiring from the pastorate, he's like his personality is showing a little bit more, and he's kind of funny. Uh-huh. He's like nerdy funny, but he's funny.
Dude, wait, yeah. Who are you talking about?
Tim Keller.
Oh, Keller. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. And so I have a product in mind given that, but I want to hear what you guys think before I pitch my product idea.
Yeah, dude, I honestly, nothing's jumping to mind. Like I have kind of a genre of product. Baby, you got anything for Timmy K?
For product?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, give me a minute.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pipe. Layers on us.
All right. So have you, you know how aging actors and actresses who like they they had their heyday in movies and TV shows have started to do like Activia commercials?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think Tim Keller is an Activia spokesman. I think that's his thing.
Oh,
you know, gut health and just sort of with that super straight face, like how they can very comfortably talk about how it keeps you regular, which is a subject that should make people kind of cringe or giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
He could absolutely pull off an Activia ad better than any Christian celebrity. And I think that's his wheelhouse.
That's solid, dude. I don't disagree with that one bit. Mm. Baby, you got anything for Timmy?
I mean, Timmy. So if I'm like, I'm trying to visualize Timmy like in one of those infomercials. And what I see Timmy doing, and I'm not going to have a lot of clarity on this. I see Timmy kind of popping up, kind of promoting some super rare, like you would never associate himself with it kind of product.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Timmy is a man that continues to surprise people, you know, like even what Pipe just said, like, every once in a while now, Timmy says something like nuts funny on Twitter. And you're just like, dude, I don't know, man. Was this really him? Was this his son? Did his wife tell him to say this? Because that's not normally what he does. And then you'd go, I don't think any of us really know him is what I think it is. So maybe, I could see, I don't know.
So KK and I are watching through Downton Abbey again, which is just a pleasure.
Of course it is.
I got her the DVD box set. So at the beginning of every DVD, we get that sweet Viking River Cruise commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like Timmy K would lead like a Viking River Cruise.
It's so funny. I almost said that. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be through like New York City and it would be ministry related. So for all these dorks that think they're going to like plant a church in New York City and be that guy and talk about being a New Yorker after they've been there for 6 minutes. Timmy K is just going to make it easy for him. And, so you take the Timmy K Viking River Cruise through New York City and he narrates. And by the end of it, you're ready to talk about being a New Yorker, even though you've been there 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I see him doing that. I also, yeah, that's a good one, man. I see him doing, I see him kind of pumping some kind of gadget too. You know what I mean? Some like helpful gadget for like writers or for like, when you buy the blah, 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 blah. You know, this will help.
Like some sort of like solar powered reading lamp.
Yeah. Exactly. Like
that. Oh, I dig it. Yeah. I dig it. Yeah. A little gadgetry from Timmy K.
He'd be like a Christian Air Mall kind of thing, which is like, it's the stuff that you're like, wait, where this exists in the world? And he would pitch it.
Guys, I wrote my follow up to Reason for God, 10 more reasons for God using the, iridescent, I don't know what the words are, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. The iridescent, writer's lamp or whatever. Yeah. Solid. Pipe, you got another celeb dialed up?
Yeah, well, I was going to say Matt Chandler, but we already know he pitches.
He already does. Steaks,
so he's already on this.
He's already pumping something.
Dude, I got another Channy for you. What about Frank Chan?
Oh, Frankie. Oh.
Frankie, remember that guy?
I do remember that guy before he like ditched out and like moved away to, you know, become a missionary. Yeah.
I feel like he would pitch like shoes made out of recycled bike tires or something like
that. Yeah, the kind of shoe where, like,
with every pair bought.
Yeah, dude, it costs $489, and we're going to give a quarter, you know, we're going to give 25 cents to a poor kid or whatever.
And you're certain to get bunions from wearing these for, like, they're the worst.
You're going to get bunions. They're not going to go with anything. Wildly impractical.
Dude, and you could hear him talking about it. You're like, you guys, it's crazy. Like, when you buy these shoes, like, it kills me to even have to tell you about this. You
know? Oh, dude, I love it. Absolute.
He would be, there would be nobody you would want to, like, promo your product. Dude, if we could get on one app, if we could get Frankie to promo our sponsors on one app, how epic would that be, man?
That'd be incredible.
Dude, you guys, this Dwell app is, it's crazy. It's crazy.
He would be for those shoes what, like, Sarah McLachlan is for adopting pets.
Yeah, we could get a little backing track perfect. From McGlock. There wouldn't be a dry eye in the house, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, what about, I got another celeb. What about Drisk? What about Drisky?
I was wondering about him. I mean, aside from sun protection products from living in Arizona and having that healthy glow.
I mean, I'm afraid to just say that, like, Drisk would be doing, like, what Channy's doing, you know, with the steaks, you know? I mean,
steak guy. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Because you know Drisk is eating keto. There hasn't been a carb in that guy in the last 4 years.
Dude, let me just say it to you this way, man. The president of my network is not bumping a steak company, man. That's very A29, if we're being honest, man.
Wait, what's the president of your network pumping?
Well, he's not pumping anything. I'm just saying, like, if you're Axe 29 and, like, you're chewing on jerky all day while you're prepping your sermons, you're probably going to end up, you know, promoting a steak company, right?
So. Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, that's the trajectory they're all on.
Yeah,
that's a dream in A29.
I feel like Driscoll would do something a little bit crazy, though. I mean, it would be like, Conor McGregor started promoing proper number 12 Irish whiskey, and he's got those terrible ads because he can't read a teleprompter. I feel like Driscoll is going to go into, like, the craft gin route or something. Because, you know, Ryan Reynolds launched a craft gin thing. And Driscoll's totally going that route.
Dude, see, I had him going pipe kind of in that wheelhouse, but I had him hawking like a pre-workout powder.
You know what I mean?
So you can get that Driscoll enthusiasm, but you can also shredded.
He can't step into Stephen Furtick's lane. Months ago, we already confirmed that Furtick had a product line.
That's for
all things supplements. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Supplement line and fragrance.
And that's the thing is, I think Driscoll is transitioning into, like, he's now like Uncle Mark, man of leisure, leather reading chair.
Yeah, Uncle Mark, trustworthy man of leisure. That's right.
Yeah, leaning more into like the tweed era.
He could promote some leather. He could promote some leather products.
Dude, I feel like he and Grace could go full on like Chip and Joanna Gaines, but for the Southwest. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Kind of that Arizona look, baby. Kind of that sort of leathery and yeah, that kind of Southwestern Chip and Joanna. Replace that shiplap with like I don't know, cactuses, cacti.
Like stucco.
Stucco. Yeah, that was the word I was trying to think.
Bring stucco back.
Yeah, bring stucco back. You know, they could why aren't they pitching that? Like, they could get an HGTV show in 20 minutes if they doubled down on that. I don't know. Drisky,
don't
if you're listening.
Don't you have to have a reputation as being, like, warm and likable to get an HGTV show? Like, you don't actually have to be that yet, but you have to have the reputation.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be good-looking in a certain way and vapid and... You have to have
this. Could,
have
this to could
have.
Totally be road to reputation redemption for them, though, because you know if the people who remember the hurt, are you know it's a fairly small segment of the population.
That's true.
I could see it. You know,
yeah. Get Drisky like flipping some houses in Scottsdale. Put him in a tool belt. I don't know. I like it.
Oh yeah, like she's the realtor and he's the
tool belt
guy who does the work.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, dude.
I can see it.
I can see that too. I kind of dig it. Here's the deal, boys. We could do one more listener quest, or we could wrap it now, and then I could. Yep, there we go. Let's wrap it now and do Patreon, boys. We've done what we always do on this program, in that we've wandered to and fro through about 30 minutes and two topics. And until next time.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.